suddenly disappear.
Yes, I know. And I'm. Sanji, would you mind stepping your chair slightly forward? I'm running out of room behind you to get to the machine.
Oh, I know the ABCD thing. I can make for this, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then you can do whatever you like. So, what I did for I designed. First of all, did you search in your souls last time we met? Have you been diligent and searching your souls?
Yes.
Very good. Most important. Ooh, you have great long legs like a spider. Right.
No, I think it's not least properly.
My head, that is what it is. You don't look very happy. Might not be very interesting. Is that not so? I really have a thing down inside. How are you this evening? Night, time, earth, place of being. Is that right?
Yeah.
All of it? So, what would you have tried?
I need to thank you. Thank you very, very, very much. And suddenly sort of been aware that there's a possibility of meditation and how to do it. And that's held me back for a long, 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 long time. But your suggestions have helped. And I was, it was like being in a darkened room, a dim room, and then seeing a window in front of me with the light of the sky shining through. And I think that if I go towards the window and look out, I might see further.
Oh, no doubt about it, no thinking about it, you will certainly see for a long way. However, you might like to consider making your window a door. That is like you can open it, and then when you are ready, you can go through it, so that you are not just looking out of the window at what might be. You then have the opportunity to open the door and walk through.
That would be good. Thank you.
Or mayhap you can have both. You can have window and door. Is that right?
Even better.
Then you can have a look first before you go out of the door.
With me, it is wise to look before I leap.
Well, you won't have to leap. You just have to take one step and you'll be in the other realm. It's very easy to go from one place to another. So what have you for I? The body sitting very silent, like little soldiers in a row. Nobody speaking.
I had a dream this morning.
You
I was
just
didn't. Yeah, I knew I was going to get
that. Oh my. Oh, the dreams. I know what we're going to do.
Yes, it is.
You help with this. You stand up there and tell everybody all about the thing you're dreaming.
I'm going to stand
and
up.
We will sit here and listen. Is that right?
Fine.
Cool. Sit. Tell everybody about your dreaming. And everybody, you can all have your saying of what you feel. Is that right? And then everybody sharing it with you.
This morning I dreamt that I was with Margaret, who was going to be you when we went to a big paddock sort of thing, and you were there, we were doing all the preparation work and everything, you know, and Peter was there and all the people that belonged to the trust and other people that wished to help out were there too. And then Peter came to me, and there was this lady that was near the toilets and she wasn't well. And Peter couldn't understand what was wrong with her, so I went, you know, he came, got me, and I went to have a look, and she was obviously a lady that was in labour. And I could see the baby and everything, the way that it was positioned and everything like that. I saw the baby, and it was really awesome. And I believed that it was going to take quite a while for her to have the baby because of the way the baby was positioned. And then whatever happened, happened, because I can't remember that bit. And then I was in this maze thing, you know, with a... It looked like a maze with all these steel things. And there was this white car that went through, just went through this maze and went out the other end. I went, ooh, that's pretty cool. And then I found myself in a bus. And Peter was there too, in the bus. And we first went back, reversed back, and we came out the front through this maze. And I was quite impressed by that. And as we're going through, as we're coming out at the front, there was that lady that was pregnant, that is no longer pregnant. I'm not too sure what she was anymore, because I felt I wouldn't leave a lady in pain, because it's not a correct thing to do. It's not safe. And I was woken up.
Any bright ideas?
Well, I felt what it was is the maze is the, what I've been going through at this point, and I'm going to see the light with the tunnel that what I've been through. I went sort of was dragged backwards, and I'm going to come out okay. I believe I'll be coming out okay.
Sometimes you have to go backwards in order to go forwards, do you not?
Yeah.
And the maze will represent all the many twists and turns that you have been taking in order to avoid what you have been needing to face.
Oh, it's so practical.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Just feel it, don't believe it, because it is something that Sonji is saying to you.
No, it isn't.
Because it is not for you to do that. You have to feel it inside yourself. And you are being shown that you have much around you, much peoples and lovings around you. And this one that was giving birth, this womankind, is showing you how there is to be a beginning, a new beginning.
Yeah, I do recall that too. They did say that to me. Yeah, you said that.
Very good.
Mm. They do tell me that sometimes. I mm-hmm.
Sometimes this child will listen, you know. It's very difficult when child don't listen. Is that right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you like sitting in this seat?
No, I've got to go to that one.
Go back to your seat if you want to. What have anybody else to say? All silent. Everybody knows all the answers and all the answers to the questions of the universe.
Talking about dreams, Sonji, I had one that normally have a dream and cut many most of it, but this particular one was very, very strong in my mind when I woke up. It had these five little, I'd actually do it the next day, but the five little places that did, like those, I always call them police boxes, you know, when the people stand in. Like those ones outside of Buckingham House, where one person stands and another door.
Sentry box.
Yeah, a little sentry box. Mm. But It wasn't actually, then I worked it out. It was at the rail yard, and it had the guard there. The guard just down at the railway. And it's five, four same side of it, all in a row, along like that. And there were two old ladies that I know very well. One is in spirit now, and the other one's got a t-shirt and tie for it. Just to be a couple of months shop, and they were great friends of the one another. And we rang up next day to find that she was still around, the one that I dreamt about, you know? Because I had an idea it could have been something to do with her passing in the spirit. I could look at the building and it being so clear.
So mayhap you're being shown that this one is soon to pass to spirit. However, there is no time for soon. Is that right?
Yes.
No time for soon. Sonji's soon is not the same soon of you earth. Is that right? Sonji says soon, and you complain bitterly because it doesn't happen to you very quickly of your earth time.
Sometimes it happens to you quickly. Speaking from my perspective.
Anything else?
Oh, that's the 5 o'clock, a little reinforcement. What did that represent? Five.
Five is a number for communication. So you're being given a message, a communication from spirit. You understand?
Okay. I think I was going to ask you if it happens to everyone, and you've probably been asked the question a dozen times before when I'm not been. You get a very cold shiver up your back, and we had an old saying this years ago, somebody was still saying that somebody's walked across your grave. But I don't know why it happens, why does that happen?
It is spirit coming close into your aura. And you are sensing it in your physicality, so you feel it as this happening. When you do the breathing that Sonji teach for you, down into your middle self, then you will find that when you do it correctly, that your middle self will get very warm, and you will get a friction of energy go up your spine, which is the action of the kundalini energy going up into the crown chakra, you know?
That when you feel it, shiver, that what happens?
That is when you do the breathing. Mm-hmm. It is that the chakras are opening, so the kundalini energy will come up, and it is a response to spirit coming close to you. You are sensing it, you are responding to that. And so you feel it in your physicality. You understand?
Yes, I
do. It is the same when you are standing to be channeled for healing energies. When you are breathing properly and you are doing your workings properly, you will find that you will have this fusion of energy will go up your physicality because your chakras open, you know, to the energy that is coming to be with you.
Mm. I was wondering, you know how we did the Kundalini course and we worked on both rising Kundalini, that was very intense. And does that mean that before we did that, the kundalini wasn't really raised, and has it gone back down now once we've stopped doing that work?
Kundalini goes back down and lives in the base chakra. Mm. That is where it resides. The difficulty lies in that many of you have had the Kundalini released at some point of your life, it has shot up through the crown chakra and come back down very swiftly and then lodges into one of the other chakras. And when it do for this thing, usually that chakra becomes blocked for a while. And you have all manner of disharmonies in your body that relate to that chakra point. So by learning how to release the Kundalini energy, you are learning to release it softly and gently, taking it back up to the crown chakra and back down to where it belongs in the base chakra.
Oh.
And then when you open yourself each time to do workings of spirit, then you are opening your chakras from the bottom all the way up to the top, you know?
Yeah.
And as you do that, the Kundalini comes a little each time. So you open the base chakra and it says to the Kundalini, time to work, get ready, wake up. And then you come to the orange and you're going to have the Kundalini come up to that chakra and it waits patiently. And then you go to the next, which is the yellow, and it rises to that point and waits patiently, and so on and so forth until you go through all of them.
Wow.
Now Kundalini generally will go to the crown chakra and come back down and go out through the third eye. It will manifest out through here, not through here. Interesting. So it goes to here and it goes to the crown chakra and opens it. And then it comes back down to this one and goes out through there.
That means you can see it. You know, sometimes when I'm in bed and I have to see all different colours.
That is the chakra that is opened. That is right. However, you find that when you have not done this working of the Kundalini, where you have realigned the Kundalini energy with purpose behind it, that you will be existing and practicing your workings sometimes with Kundalini resident in the wrong chakra. Now there are many peoples that are about in your world who will say to you that they can align for you your Kundalini. And this may have is something that certain ones will have the ability to do. However, they do not have the ability to make it stay put. Do you understand? They can help it to come out of the chakra in which it has resided and caused disharmony, and then return it back down to the base chakra. However, they do not necessarily be able to make it stay there. And sometimes, when they return it to the base chakra, it gets locked in the base chakra. Either can take place. And so then the person will start to manifest disharmonies in the base chakra. However, when you learn how to raise your Kundalini, your own self, by your own management, your own training, your own awareness, it will come up the way it is meant to come, gently. Kundalini is the serpent fire, the fire of the earth. It comes in from the earth and into the base chakra, and then up, and then out. It is like the serpent. It is called the serpent fire because it is like the serpent that uncoils itself. And when it comes up, it doesn't all time have its head like this. Sometimes it is like that, you know, that way. And so it comes up and out that way. Do you understand?
Mm. So where does it go from there?
Into the aura.
So by doing yoga, does that raise it, or like when we're in class and we open the chakras, is that raising it?
When you are doing the when you are doing the asanas, you will be raising the kundalini through the chakra points.
Mm.
The difficulty lies in the many peoples that do these things have had the kundalini stuck before time, and they have to practice much to return to the base chakra. They are not practicing with the intent of moving the kundalini, however it is moving anyway.
Mm.
And as such, that part of the teaching is not given until much later when you want to learn more about this way of doing things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It is very usual that you learn to do these many things without being told what it is that is happening to you. You are told that you can do these different asanas and that you will improve your health. Is that right?
Mm.
You are not told how it is that you will improve your health. You are told mayhap that the energies of the body will become realigned, and that is true. You are not given the information about kundalini, because there are too many peoples around and about that would not be able to receive this information kindly. They would be aside of this. Unsure about it, mayhap they would be afraid of it. And so this information is kept away from them. Do you understand? Is that very clear for you?
Can I ask a question?
No.
If you've had it raised by a teacher who can do this and has done it for many, many people, and she teaches meditation, is it possible that in some people, or someone like myself who wasn't very involved, that it could not have the results expected by the teacher, that it could, as you say, block in various chakras? How would one clear these blocks?
First of all, I'm going to give you a question. How do you know that this one has indeed the gift of which you speak? What is your proof?
This Srimataji was a born realized soul, and
how do you know?
Oh, I've been told I have to accept on faith.
So I want you to just look at this thing. I'm giving you. I'm giving you this to open you up, your awareness, you know, because it's important that you open up your awareness. So how do you know that the soul is such?
It is said that the effect is like when it is raised. It's like feeling a small cool breeze on the top of your head as the crown chakra opens. Well, I felt this cool breeze and felt it over the heads of many other people, and also coming out of various chakras when they are healthy and working well. So you can actually feel it come up the people's spine. But as I say, I'm open to relearning and what I've been taught, if it is not correct. So could you tell me whether this person has done it correctly?
Well, you have to first of all, let us say about the soul and its... Who is making this claim about the soul being... what was this wording you say? Born in...
Born self-realized, a realized soul. That means that she has her kundalini already raised and the crown chakra open.
And when this one was born to the earth,
yes.
How do you know that this was so?
Because I've been told. I'm not thoroughly clairvoyant, so I can't see. I've only accepted in good faith.
That is not quite what I'm meaning for you. That is very good, however. When you have this gift of seeing, that can be very advantageous. What of in the speech with this one? Is there anything in speech that would demonstrate to you that this is a soul of such a nature?
Yes, I think so.
So what would you say is a speech that would demonstrate this thing?
It's just her knowledge of spiritual matters. And she has given counselling to various people, which has been a help to them. But I've never obtained that counselling myself, but with other people she has.
And what of the life and times of this soul? What do you know of this?
Yes, she was born in India, and her parents were of royal birth, and during the uprising against England before India obtained her independence, she lived in a short time in the ashram of Mahatma Gandhi. The family had great sufferings, but she endeavoured to bring self-realisation to as many people as she could. But her father said, unless you can raise their kundalini, unless you can give them the experience, they will not understand. So she married and she brought up her children, two girls, and when they married, she then started to teach. Self-realization. She worked out a way to raise people's kundalini and to have that experience. And she was able to open the crown chakra. And the effects of it is that you feel it as a cool breeze on your hands, and you can detect on each finger what chakra is catching in order to put vibrations into the chakra to release the blockage. But I must say that personally, I must be very, very blocked because it doesn't seem to have had the right effect on me. That's my own personal experience. Other people have apparently, it's been very good for them. They've been fine. And they've obtained good meditations and become very peaceful and well-balanced people. I wish I could say the same. Sorry. Yeah.
Very good. Now we go to talk about this rising of the Kundalini.
Mm.
And when you say about this cool breeze that passes under the hands and on the crown chakras,
up the spine, comes up the spine.
Sitting on things. We back here. It is very good. Now we need to take off this thing. It makes lots of soundings. Sit. Not you. It's fine.
So down here?
That's right. Come here. Now, would you like some soundings? I make for you some soundings. What soundings will I make for you?
There's something going at the moment.
Oh, that's all right. We make it not go. Is that all right?
You haven't got that little thing to play with.
Right. Oh, yeah, the automatic.
I have knowing of this machine because little one is teaching I about this one. Will we have this one? We have the singing of the peoples of the earth. That is good for peoples of the earth. So you're going to have now, I have to find this, you have to have these things. Is that right? That's this one here. Is that right?
Just play one, yeah.
Now. What I want you to do is to close your eyes and be alert. And what the little shaman is going to do is to open self to be a channel for healing energy. And I want you to sit with your eyes closed and to feel whatever you can feel. Is that alright?
Okay.
Nothing very strange is going to happen to you. Ready?
Thank you.
the same for you as is for Yogi to know that when you stand in the channel for the energies, the Kundalini comes up, it rises up. And when you are working with somebody, you are drawing the Kundalini from the base chakra up through to the crown of the head. This is a reason you have been given. You must start at the crown of the head and finish at the crown of the head. Because when you place your hands on the crown of the head, it goes down through the body to the base chakra and says to Kundalini, wake up, come along, time to work. And then it is having to come up through the chakras. And when you come back to the crown of the head and you are saying thank you for allowing me to be a channel for healing energies to oneness, then that is the signal for the Kundalini to begin its journey back down through the chakras to go back down to where it needs to be in the body chakra.
So it's not constantly going around.
It resides.
It comes a
little bit of love. You need a Kundalini energy in your life. It comes up and it goes down.
If you're reaching a point that someone wants to go up, you're just in your way. I was just curious about that. So that's
what happens is Kundalini energy will be residing in the base chakra. And when you reach a point of your own awareness, this means that when you have to come to do the workings, the Kundalini energy will rise up like that. Fast, this is going to be something happening.
And I also ask the question is that when you feel really good, is that probably the so upright that you don't feel fixed in your mood? Go up and down as humans, down some days and down others.
The Kundalini energy is working and functioning well, you will feel very well in yourself. In all aspects of your being. When it is stuck in a chakra, you will not feel so good. You will be feeling unwell in yourself. You may have to feel too restless. You may have to feel too sad. You may have a pain in your body somewhere. Not so many. and you like to have some more of these things.
Breathe. Breathe. Feel the breath of life.